Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
I love Chris Perkins. I really do, man. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. Dolphins deep dive with Perk and David Ferronis at the Sun Sentinel. Always great stuff getting you caught up on everything Miami Dolphins. And Perk, before we get into that, and I say good morning to you, how about Pat Riley going a little old school yesterday? Shut up and just play.
Oh, Joe, look, man, when I covered the Heat, and even after, the thing when they had a disappointing season, you just waited for that Pat Riley postseason press conference, right? You look more forward to that than the start of free agency or the draft. It was like, what is Pat going to say, baby? What is he going to say? I mean, is it going to be the smiling faces and hidden agendas, which – you know, the whale, and it's always something with Pat. Yeah, when it's a disappointing season, Pat is going to come out firing, baby, and he did. Got to love that.
Yeah, he made a real – instead of just coming out and saying, hey, I need our guys to all play more basketball games, that would help. He just went after guys, and he didn't mess around. Yeah, Jimmy Butler, hey, shut up. You didn't play in this series. Shut up. And by the way, play some more damn games in a regular season. We won't be in that damn situation.
Right. Give me 72. Yeah. I love that.
Hey, Perk, we got a lot of stuff to get to here. So now everybody's talking about Tua's contract extension is become a priority for the Dolphins. You expect the next month or two that will get done?
I don't know, Joe. I don't have a feel for it. I think that it's going to get done, but I don't know when. I've said that I would have Tua play the season out on his fifth-year option, but it appears that that's not going to happen. My big concern, Joe, is that once a quarterback gets to, you know, on the salary cap, I don't care about the actual money, on the salary cap, when he's charging $45 million a year, something like that, it prevents you from building around him. And that's what I want to see the Dolphins do. Go one more season on that rookie contract, even though it's a fifth-year extension. $23.1 million, it allows you to add more. I know you're getting the Xavier Howard $18 million in June, but I would like to see them be a little more cautious on Tua. But the way it looks, it will be done sometime in the next few months, I would think.
Hey, Perk, this thing, I just got to get this clear with you because I've been reading all your stuff. You know this team's about winning right now. This is not the draft and all that stuff's not about the future. Everything. I know they had a draft and seven players, but it's about winning right now. The moves they have made and the 30-year-old club that they've added to this team.
Yeah.
You agree, right? And Odell Beckham Jr. being the latest. They're trying to friggin' win right now. You haven't changed on me, have you?
No, I think that they're trying to win right now. As a matter of fact, the column that I'm writing right now is that it is kind of about the they're trying to win right now. Here's how I see it, Joe. This team needs a home playoff game. That's one of the big things from the regular season. They're 3-12 under Mike McDaniel against playoff teams. They're 1-10 on the road against playoff teams, including the two road playoff losses. So you've got to get to, you know, 12, 13 wins, whatever it takes to get you that home playoff game. You're fighting, like you said, the 30-year-olds. I think there's going to be 7 starters that are going to be 30 and over during the season, right, with Teron Armstead, Tyreek Hill, Ramsey will be 30 in October. Who else is on that list? Jordan Poyer, Shaq Barrett.
Teron Armstead, you got
Teron
the whole group.
Armstead, yeah. Right. So the injury history, look, Tua's not out of the woods on injury history, right? He's had one good year. Teron Armstead, injury history. Devon Achane, injury history. Raheem Mostert, injury history. So age and injury history, can you hold those off and get to the 12 or 13 wins to get you that home playoff game? That's my big thing. I do think they're trying to win now, but because of your financial situation, you had to take on Shaq Barrett and OBJ, some 30-year-olds that have an injury history. Jordan Poyer, who is 33, how is that going to play out over a 17-game stretch?
So, Perk, I want to get into it. I'm just looking last night at the now that you had Odell Beckham Jr. With Hill and Waddle, along with the two rookies, Mostert and Achane, and now they got another speed partner for the track team in Jalen Wright. And then what they've done at tight end, you can't make those kind of moves for Fortson and Jonnu Smith along with Durham Smythe and tell me that the tight end's not going to be more involved. I just see more skilled position and a fullback that's an all-pro player. The amount of talent they have, the question now becomes, how's that offensive line hold up? Have they done enough to give all those skilled position guys a chance to be a number one or two offense again?
Joe, you know, I'm not that concerned about the offensive line. Look, the tackle positions, Austin Jackson and Teron, and then you've got, Kendall Lamb behind Teron, and you've got Patrick Paul behind him. Interior line, you're kind of okay, right? I know Connor Williams is a question mark. You signed Aaron Brewer, right? Aaron, it's spelled Aaron, I believe. Liam Eichenberg, Lester Cotton, Robert Jones, Isaiah Wynn. You can find 3 interior line starters there. To me, it's a lot of this is on Mike McDaniel and how he utilizes that talent. Are you going to throw to the tight end? Are you going to use a power running back like Chris Brooks in short yardage situations? Are you going to make the number 3 receiver a factor? I know it's OBJ, and you would think, yes, you've got to, but I've got to see all this stuff. Is the tight end going to be a major factor? You've got all these weapons and these tools. Are you going to stick with the run game and not abandon it when it seems to be working? You've got all these tools. Let's see Mike McDaniel utilize them to their fullest.
I know we've all critiqued Mike and the work, but you got to admit, he is definitely needs to be our offensive coordinator. He's really good at what he does overall. I know we second guess he gets away, but you want him to be the OC too, right?
Yes, I do. And I want him to be the play caller. I will point out Mike McDaniel's faults and flaws. He's a young head coach. I like Mike McDaniel. I hope Mike McDaniel stays here for a long time. I hope Mike McDaniel wins. But Mike McDaniel has underachieved, Joe. With the talent that he's had, you've got to have won one playoff game. So, I like Mike McDaniel, and I hope he succeeds, but he's underachieved, and he's got to use this talent better. You've got to get a home playoff game. They're not a good road team, Joe. They are, I believe, 7-37% 37% winning percentage on the road under Mike McDaniel. I think 7-22 or whatever the number is. It's on Mike McDaniel. A lot of this is on him, Joe. I like him, and I think he's a creative play caller and an innovative coach. He's still young. He's still learning. But I put a lot of this on him. He's got to come through this team this year.
All right. You big on Chop Robinson and Mohamed Kamara got to play right away, right? They got to be in on some snaps early September?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And look, I like those first two picks. I like the whole draft. My only thing was giving two, you know, a third and a fourth for Jalen Wright. But set that aside, you did build good depth with Chop Robinson there at defensive end, considering, you know, you've got concerns about Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, and you lost Andrew Van Ginkle. You shored up the left tackle position, right, with Patrick Paul. So now you've got Armstead, you've got Lamb, you've got Patrick Paul. And at running back, where Mostert is 32 and Devon Achane has some injury concerns, you did get Jalen Wright. So I like what they did, especially at the top of the draft. Mo Kamara, the edge rusher out of Colorado State in the fifth round. I like what they did. Let's see if these guys can contribute. But I don't have a major problem with the draft. It was just I like Jalen Wright. I don't agree with the price tag that they paid for him. But, yeah, I'm fine with all that.
So last year I thought it was a pretty balanced team once they made their last moves, and I thought defensively they had as much talent as they have on offense. I don't know if you agree that before everything happened. This year the offense looks to be, considering injury and when guys are going to come back and some other positions, I feel a lot better about the offense and defense. Are you that way too?
Look, this offense, it can attack you in a lot of different ways now. You've got the slot receiver. You've upgraded at tight end. You reinforced the running back room. You've got reason to believe that Tua is going to stay healthy. You've got familiarity there, right, with Frank Smith and Tua and Daryl Bevel. Frank Smith, the offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel, the quarterback's coach. Mike McDaniel and Tua, these guys have worked together now. And look, Butch Berry did a good job with that offensive line, right, Joe? It's a mix-and-match crew, but he did a good job.
Yeah, he did.
So, yeah, offensively, you've got the weapons, you've got the continuity. Things should lock into place offensively. And look, defensively, whatever problems you had with Vic Fangio, Joe, or whoever, I know people did, that he didn't blitz, Will Levis in the Tennessee game and didn't utilize Jalen Ramsey. He did have the number 10 defense, right? Without Jalen Ramsey for the first seven games, and then with that mishmash of players in the last five or six, you know, no Chubb, no Ramsey, no Jerome Baker, Javon Holland limping around. So, you know, Fangio did a really good job to get that defense to number 10 in the league last year.
Yeah, I like Vic. By the way, I thought Vic's a grumpy old man. There's no question about that, but I thought he did he did a nice job. I don't know what the deal with he and Cam Smith. I don't.
Right.
You probably heard the same stuff I've heard. He's immature,
yep.
And the coach wasn't going to put up with that stuff and was going to teach him a lesson or whatever. But hey, so I got to ask you as we look at this thing right now, do we need another defensive tackle and do we still need another safety? Or are they done in free agency?
No, you do. You definitely do. I'm not convinced that what they have at D tackle is going to get them through, you know, the first part of the season. And I say the first part of the season because once Chubb and Phillips come back, you know, that really takes a lot of pressure off of Steeler and that makes the whole defensive front better, obviously. So first part of the season, until those guys come back, you need that other D tackle to be a factor. I don't really see anybody that's going to be a factor. You can wait till after the cuts. I think right now, Joe, you go to camp with everything that you have. OBJ is your last quote unquote major addition. And then you see what you have and then you see who gets released. And that's when you make your move. If you need interior offensive line, if you need another safety, which you probably will, if you need another D tackle, which you probably will, I think that's what you do as opposed to spending some of that Xavier Howard $18 million that becomes available on June 2nd on a big ticket person. I think you probably get a veteran training camp cut and kind of patch it and go from there.
Perk, last question for you real quickly here. Omar seems to think that Phillips and Bradley Chubb will be back in October. Is there a chance they're ready to go in September to you? Is there a chance? Like, I'm watching them walk the other day at the race, and I'm going, damn, they look okay. I know it's a long way from, you know, coming off the edge, but what do you think?
You know what? I thought I saw them at the race briefly. I was there. By the way, I'm a huge Miami Grand Prix fan now. I'm not so much an F1 fan, but covering that event.
You like that damn talent out there, brother. You got to stop lying to me right now if it's just me and you talking.
You know what? I will say this, Joe. To really derail the show and drive it into a ditch, I would say the talent out there was probably about an 8. It wasn't like big Miami 9, 9.5 talent. It was probably about an 8, but really good crowd. Really, really good stuff. Really great event.
Yeah.
I walked seven miles Friday, 7.2 on Sunday. Anyway, what did you ask me?
I saw those guys walking, but let's get to the more important thing. How are you doing with the ladies right now? What's going on?
Here's how I'm doing with the ladies. So, I did the draft a couple of weekends ago. I did the F1 this last weekend, got in some golf, last night. I watched the, Marlins and the Dodgers, a little Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. Yep.
Watched the Nuggets. You notice I didn't mention any women in there. So that's how it's going.
So, no time for loving, huh? You're not going to pull an Omar, fall in love right away. What are you telling me here?
Well, I'm not going to fall in love. There's been some lust, but not any love. Yeah. That's it.
I can't get you. You know what? No matter how hard I try to get you, try to embarrass you in front of your last girl at a football game, it doesn't matter what I do, Park. I can't get you, man.
That scene in Pittsburgh where you got the whole restaurant, the whole bar involved, and I had to marry me. That wasn't right, Joe. That was wrong.
I don't know. Was I drinking or was I still sober at that point when I started asking you, about when you're going to marry this girl? She's beautiful. Yeah, I did that. I don't know.
That was such an ass clown move. He'll back up and make eye contact with people like four tables away to make sure they're listening. That's when you know Joe is really rolling. When he's making eye contact with people all over the bar and the restaurant. Incredible. The Joe Rose Show, baby.
All right. Hey, Perk, thank you, man. And plug it one more time. Dolphins Deep Dive, what do you guys got coming up?
Dolphins Deep Dive with Perk. So we're going to Monday at noon, we are going to talk about the Dolphins rookie mini camp. Last week we talked about whether the Dolphins have equipped themselves for the Tua big payday financially, whether things are lined up. 2 weeks ago we talked about whether the Dolphins should be concerned about Tyreek Hill's off-field behavior. So always something topical, always something good. Dolphins Deep Dive on SunSentinel.com. Me and David Peronis.
Thanks, Perk. I really appreciate it, man. From banging to football and football to banging, man. That's beautiful. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We cover all the bases.
We cover everything. There's no question about it. Hey, we got to go to break here. I want to thank Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel for joining us. Ed Jovanovski, one of my favorites, going to join us coming up, former Panther player. We'll get his take on having a week off and playing against a team that came in ready to go the way Boston did. I don't know if anybody saw that coming last night in that 5-1 loss in game one. It is the first one to win 4 games in a best of 7. We'll talk.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To Eddie Jovanovski next.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Well, it's been a while since we've talked to Ed Jovanovski, analyst for the Panthers, during TV Bally Sports when they're working. Bally Sports got a little problem right now. They're trying to take care of as we jump into the playoffs. And Ed was also the 1994 first overall pick for the Florida Panthers, and he joins us this morning. Eddie, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Joe. Sorry about that.
Hey, that's
not
okay.
Sure what happened.
No, that stuff happens in radio. Don't you worry about it. So I know what some people are going to say. This is what happens. You get a week off. The Bruins are playing competitive games right to the end in a game seven, and then your team's off all week, and you just can't keep that sharpness. What did you think?
Well, I think it's probably has something to do with it for sure. I mean, you know, you look at Boston going to seven with Toronto, coming off that emotional high, still, you know, pretty sharp in that game. It was a tight game, and then finding a way to win in overtime, and then, you know, with the Cats being off for a week or so. I thought the jump was there early. You look at the first 6-7 minutes of that game, had some opportunities here to kind of, you know, jump on them. But at some point during the first period, tide started turning a little bit. I think the Panthers looked a little bit disconnected where the Bruins were really kind of coming on. But hey, listen, at the end of the day, we still scored the first goal.
Right.
And we got the lead. But Boston, they certainly looked good yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know a lot of this goes back to the goalie, and that Swayman, God, was he good last night when he had to be, made some great saves. I was just watching him in slow motion again this morning. And I know you've been on a team, and you've been with great goaltenders and how important they are in these kind of games, because sometimes things aren't going to be the way you want. The defense is not going to be as good as you want and tight in front of the goaltender. But how good did you think he was last night overall?
Well, he was excellent. You're talking about Swayman, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he was excellent. I mean, he had an unbelievable, you know, that rotation that Boston going to seems kind of out the window right now with riding Swayman.
Yeah.
He's been that good. Look at the Toronto series. But you're going to face that in the playoffs. You just got to find ways to, you know, to solve it. And I think in one of the areas where you look at and league-wide is pucks in traffic.
Yeah.
You know, you want to throw volume at the net. You want to get in front of him. You want to take his eyes away. In the playoffs, that blue paint area, you know, is pugilance in front of that area. So you have to get into that blue paint, take a couple whacks, but really try to cause confusion in that area. And the Panthers, where they're so good and so dominant, is in that area. Their forecheck is excellent. They do a great job of separating puck from player, and they start their cycle game, and then they get bodies to the net, and that's where they do a lot of their damage. There wasn't a lot of that. You got to give Boston credit. They did a good job in front of the net. Well, you have to get in his kitchen. I mean, you know the drill. I mean, you have to make it very tough if it's kind of running into it in certain areas where you can get away with something, but you're going to have to find a way, you know, to solve Swayman. His confidence is really high, but the Panthers know how to score goals, and they have the talent to do so. You're just going to have to find a way to get it done.
Well, that's going to be a bit of a wake-up call after what happened last night. I got to ask you about Ekblad. Everybody's been letting Ekblad have a pretty good. Was he that bad last night to you?
Well, I think that, you know, it comes down to decision-making. You know, and I think sometimes you're the boards or your friend, and you know, with Aaron being, you know, skilled D man, you know, you try to make those plays. But I think you, in a lot of areas, when you have, you know, areas where you can keep the puck to the outside and not throw into those danger traffic areas, that's where you got to do. So just probably watch tape this morning. There's areas that are easily correctable. Just make the easy play. And not only him, I mean, guys, some guys were off yesterday and in the playoffs. You can't have passengers. And I think collectively as a group, you can't pin it on one guy. But, there was a few guys that probably want to throw that one out.
Yes.
We know in the playoffs, you got to have amnesia, right, Joe? You got to forget about it. There's game two coming up tomorrow. You just got to be better.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you about Big Bob. You know, I know he gave up the four goals and empty netters, not on him, but what'd you think about his game overall and the goals he gave up?
Well, he was excellent. I mean, some of the saves he made yesterday were good, and a lot of them you can't pin on him. But, you know, obviously, you know, the one short side, you know, that's a tough area to kind of pinpoint. And you have Lori, who scored it, not known for his offensive, you know, abilities, but it was an excellent shot that beat Bob. And there's certain ones that I'm sure every goaltender is going to tell you that he like to have back. But you can't pin it on him. He's been so good.
Yeah.
He made a couple of huge saves during that game when Boston was really coming early on before the Panthers took the lead. So it's a collective effort. I mean, you just have to be better in front of him. And we're not typically known to see, you know, these opportunities, especially in the playoffs where the ice gets so congested and there's not a lot of room. There was a lot of freewheeling, a lot of odd man rushes, something that in the playoffs you can't allow. And, you know, I think the Panthers, right from the top to the bottom, there's areas where they collect, clean up, and the goaltender is included in there.
Eddie, how do you like this team compared to last year's team? And I know last year's team was just a great story from 8 seed right to the Stanley Cup Finals. But this team now, a lot of those guys have that experience from last year. You like this team a little bit better, and they're healthy right now for the most part.
I do, Joe. I think going through that run, you know, that hunger is there. It's not always going to be, you know, rosy, you know, throughout the playoffs. I mean, you're going to have some adversity, and you're facing it right now because, you know, it makes tomorrow, as we all say, not so much, you know, it's a must win. I mean, you got to look at this. You don't want to go in Boston down 2-0, so you want to even this series up. But I look at the group, I mean, right from the top to bottom, I mean, the depth is there and the experience is there. They made some changes. They had some guys that, you know, won before and some quality NHL experience. And, you know, you just got to, you know, at the end of the day, you got to go out there and play and find a way to win a hockey game.
So Eddie, I got to ask you just personally, because I haven't talked to you, man. How's your golf game, number one, and how's everything else up to you? Building homes? What are you doing?
The golf game's okay. You know, I think for with the hockey going on, I mean, it's and kids stuff, and you just try to get there as much as you can. But, yeah, everything's good.
Yeah.
No complaints. I built one. I turned it around and on to the next project. But, yeah, overall, everything's good, Joe. I mean, you know, the weather's been really lucky here the last month. I mean, it's been excellent weather. It's starting to get a little warm now, but nothing better right now. Playoff hockey going around. It's been good, and just enjoying it, man.
Yeah, there's no question. Boy, you're right. And having you up in Boca, man, is just Ed, I'm glad you didn't leave, brother. I'm glad you stayed down here with us. It's great to have you this morning. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime, Joe. Let's get game two, buddy.
All right, you got it. Ed Jovanovski, former Panther, talk a little bit about the team and maybe that little bit of that week off. Hey, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Before we do, I want to talk to you about something Eddie doesn't have, but Joe Rose had. ED and low T, man. And I'll just let you know, Atlantic Men's Clinic said, we got it. We got it. We got it taken care of, Joe. Calm down. Calm down. I know. It's tough to go through. Energy level. Sex drive's not where it used to be. Yeah, I go, man, 60's been rough, man. There's no question about it. All the other things, he apologizing and what's going on, and I don't know. Jesus. Brand new to me too, honey. Hey, well, listen, that was 7 months ago. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you guys. I can't thank the team enough. Right down just to all six locations that just do a great job. And I'm just telling every guy out there, I could tell you this privately if you come up to me and don't be afraid to go, Joe, Atlantic Men's Clinic, really? Does it work? I go, yep. Yes, it does. Works individually, works. I'm talking about it. It's real, man. They have treatments with success rates well over 90% for you to get great results and keep great results. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. The most important visit is that first one because they'll explain everything to you, man. So if, listen, you've been dragging and tired and not working out and gaining weight in your sex drive and you're going, well, this must be the last stage of life. Doesn't have to be that way. I'm telling you right now, you can feel great, have energy to work out and do really get more out all 7 days a week. Call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300. Or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Set up that first appointment.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You'll be glad you did.
Pat, this weekend Jimmy Butler had said, if he was healthy, that Boston would have gone home. I know it's tough to live in hypotheticals, but if he was able to play and Terry was able to play, did you feel like the gulf has gotten way too big with you in Boston, or if you had your guys, that it might have been more competitive?
We played, I've been involved in competition in the playoffs against certain opponents that turned into hate, even since we've been here, I hate to use that word, but the competition gets so tough that you don't like one another. And so we played Boston four times, I think, in the playoffs since Jimmy's been here. So, you do develop some dislike for the other team. But they are, this year, I think, the best team in the league, with the best roster in the league. They made some great moves. Brad Stevens did a great job in getting Holiday and Porzingis. They built their bench a little bit differently. And, for him to say that, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? If you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut in your criticism of those teams.
One voice. Yesterday it was Pat Riley. The other 6 days it's Eric Spoelstra. Hey, Jimmy. I don't want you talking about Boston or New York. You didn't even play. Shut up. And by the way, Jimmy, how about playing some more games? This 60 games you play every year is not enough. By the way, Pat Riley believed Jimmy Butler could have played more games. I mean, Pat gets injury reports and personal reports and nothing happens on that team without Pat Riley, who's here full time. He's not going back out to L.A. on the weekends. And he's going, man, you know what? We put up with the Jimmy stuff when he's playing that many games, but he's kicking ass in the playoffs, and one of the great playoff players the last few years. But now he's injured. And he didn't play very many games. And he's talking? Hell no, we're not doing that. So now everybody's waiting. We heard from Jimmy Butler's agent. This is not the case, and I disagree with Pat and all that stuff, but what is Jimmy Butler? Does Jimmy Butler say anything, or does he just go away and start that vacation? Jimmy likes to travel in the offseason. He's got business deals going, and Jimmy's doing okay for himself. By the way, don't feel bad about Jimmy and that extension, because no matter what, he's got $100 million coming in over the next 2 years with this year and a player option if he wants to stay for the 52-plus that he's going to make 2 years in the second year. Yeah, he'd like to get that two-year extension. Hell, it's a lot of money. What is that, Woody? Another $111 million or something for $113 million for a two-year contract extension to go with the $100 million. Coming out to about $214 million over the next 4 years.
No, that's a lot of money, but the bigger question now is how does Jimmy react to all of this? And not just Jimmy, but You know, Tyler Herro was called out. He was called fragile. Udonis Haslem got a little bit of a tongue lashing yesterday as well, right?
Well,
UD said a lot of stuff on ESPN that he probably shouldn't have said.
He likes the podcast. He likes everything, but UD's got to know that we have one voice.
Yeah, I was shocked that he went on ESPN and said Tyler Herro should be the sixth man. I mean, it's like, yes, it's kind of obvious that he should be the sixth man, but that's not something that a team employee should be saying on TV.
How about Pat Riley after saying, Tyler needs to play more games. We can't have – I mean, he had the number ready to go. What was he said he played in 42 games or he missed 42 games. But and he was injured in the playoffs last year, and, you know, we need him. He is fragile. I mean, he is. Been a little bit fragile. And he wasn't very good in the playoffs. In the one round he did play, that wasn't very good. Here he is.
Obviously, injuries kept Tyler out for half the season, but how would you assess Tyler's season and maybe what you guys learned about him?
When he played 42 games this year? Yeah. Well, he's been fragile a little bit, and broke his hand last year in the playoffs. You know, he had some injuries, you know, earlier in his career, and there isn't anybody who works, you know, harder at his game. I suppose correct. He works and puts the time in. He put the time in the weight room. So, you know, how does he keep his calorie intake? And he might have to go to another level nutritionally. He's gotten stronger, but, you know, as the season progresses, you know, you lose some of that. You don't pound the iron like you do, you know, in the off season. But he's got to make some adjustments, definitely.
Okay. So, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Herro, and UD also getting a little bit about the one voice. UD forgot about the one voice, and he's got to know that his podcast is good, and I like it, and listen to that, and it's great, but, you know, just got to be careful. And by the way, I thought that was somewhat defending Tyler Herro, who doesn't want to be a sixth man. Like, Tyler Herro, probably not real happy that UD said that, because Tyler Herro's going, hey, UD, hey, man, I'm a starter. You just saw him play. I don't know if he is a starter.
I think he's a starter on a bad team. But if he wants to be on a good team, he needs to either, you know, because he's such a volume player, I think, is the issue. But, yeah, I don't understand why he's so against being a sixth man.
Well, we haven't
heard. We've seen those guys in the league, Joe, their impact. I mean, it's an important thing now.
Needs to play 72 plus games between 72 and the full 82 games, which I don't know if we're going to see anybody play 82 games anymore, but 72 is a good number, huh? During the year, a little banged up, a little sprained ankle or something, hopefully, and nothing serious. This team was banged up, man. This team, and by the way, the playoffs, although they all came back for a split second, didn't they, Woody? Like late in the year, like we are finally getting everybody back. And then that ended real quickly. Guys started dropping again, and Jaime Jaquez had to miss the last game as well. Not that it mattered, but Pat Riley was effing strong yesterday. Nobody was safe. Like, somehow Pat started with the rivalries and how he hated, and he said that might be a little strong, but when you're competing, you got a lot of people you don't like and stuff, but. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. And then he just flipped it and went, hey, Jimmy didn't play against New York and didn't play against Boston because he was injured. He just needs to shut up. So we'll find out. We'll find out. Jimmy Butler's agent did come out and say he disagreed with Pat on his stuff. And, you know, he would have played if he could have and tried to play in back-to-back games. And I don't know what the break – You know, I almost took time last night to look at it and figure out which games, and I don't want to break it down. I don't. You know the deal. He missed a lot of games, a lot of guys. We got a lot of guys in the league are on the 60-game program, and you see that thing with Kawhi Leonard again? Oh, we want to have all these guys back. That guy, that's the most patient owner of all time, that Clippers owner. I know he's filthy rich, but, man, you ain't going anywhere with Harden. First of all, James Harden in any big game plays like, I mean, he's just not very good. He has his games and his moments, but he's not. I'm sorry, Woody. I did not mean to do that. I know you don't believe me. I did not mean to drop that.
It's okay.
Sorry about that.
You know what, Joe? It's funny, man. Look who the Timberwolves, Minnesota, of all the markets, might end up making the finals here.
Boy, the way they're playing.
Isn't that crazy?
There was one guy that came back clearly that's a different player. I think you would agree how good Anthony Edwards is.
He's
right
very
now.
Good.
He had 27 last night.
He's very good, but that team is tough, though, too, man.
No. You're right. But this guy.
They have the bigs to go against any of these guys, and Karl Anthony Towns stepped up.
Well,
yeah,
Towns
they're tough,
Towns
man.
Towns was big last night. And
they might sweep Denver.
They just
Hell, they're talking about Jamal Murray getting suspended for a game. Did you see what he did?
Yeah, that was dumb.
Throwing a heating pad onto the floor. I mean, what do you guy slips on that or something?
So he Minnesota goes into Denver and beats them twice. I did not.
They could sweep them.
Just crazy.
Gobert didn't even play last night.
He's having a kid. He'll be back for the next game, I think.
So we're going to get Knicks, Celtics? Is that what we're looking at here, possibly?
Well, that'd be a good series. That'd be fun.
And then Timberwolves, Thunder on the other side, maybe?
That's crazy.
Good for those small markets.
No,
man.
I
good
am. I'm
them.
Happy. It's not.
Because that league is never designed to help the small markets.
Not
they
at all.
Always get screwed. It's not like the NFL.
Minnesota usually has to draft them, and OKC has to draft them to get them there or trade for them. But what a story, man. What two great stories for what two of the three best records in the West and playing like it. And everybody thought Denver was going to be the team, and Denver and Boston. And that just doesn't look like it's the case right now. Now, I don't know if they can turn it around, but boy. Fun stuff to watch, Woody. That's been a
couple of good ones tonight. Celtics and Cavs tonight. Celtics are huge favorites. I think they're like 11.5-point favorites.
They should. That'd be a shock.
Donovan Mitchell's got to be out of gas by now, right? You see him finish
that
last series?
Yeah, I've been watching him. Yeah. All he does dribbles and goes to the basket every time.
Yeah.
And makes it look easy. Yeah, incredible.
He's a hell of a player, man.
He is. There's a reason a lot of teams wanted to get him coming out of Salt Lake City. No question about that. Hey, man, we got a lot of stuff. It's kind of hard, man. You just kind of dropped the mic, Pat. You kind of did this to us today, Pat Riley. And by the way, not exactly going after the bench. Nobody was safe, especially Jimmy Butler. He said there's a lot of things, though. He didn't just, by the way, you caught that little comment. It's not just the games. And I was like, wow, is Jimmy getting to be super high maintenance, right? What else could it be around the team? What is the team doing that Jimmy's not doing? That's what I thought right away. What is Jimmy doing or think that he's earned that the rest of the guys aren't doing on the team? I know a couple things. I know he's been knocked for a couple different things. And you put up with it when things are real good. But when they're not, you get called back a little bit when you got a Pat Riley running the show of this team. All right, hey, man, we got more stuff to get to here this morning. We are not done. We want to make sure we hit this 9 o'clock hour. We've got plenty of stuff to get to here. So the Panthers go down 5-1 in game one last night. They lose that, but plenty more hockey. But I will tell you, there is a little importance. Eddie Jovanovski's right. Tomorrow night's game is got a lot more importance to it. And we got the Pat Riley story. And, of course, the other story is the Marlins got to see what an Ohtani home run looks like. One of those big guys, straightaway center, because he hit another one last night as the Dodgers beat the Marlins. All right, we got something else to talk about. Unhappy clients out there, I want to talk to you about broken promises. If you've been injured in an accident and hired a law firm that makes promises and they can't keep them, but it sounded really good, you saw it on TV or heard it on the radio, then you met with them and they totally sold you, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to call you, we're going to keep you up and informed on everything going on, and we're going to get, oh yeah, you got a real good case here. Well, listen, if they haven't been able to have the expectations that you thought they should, maybe it's time to call Cohen and Judah. They're ready for you. Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Hey, man, they have the experience. Their implantation Work in South Florida for more than 30 years with big results, excellent client reviews, trial lawyers that will take care of everything you need. CohenandJudah.com. I want you to check out CohenandJudah.com. I should say it 400 times. Learn what people are saying about them. You're going to like them. And by the way, there is no handoffs. There's no football handoffs here. No. When they shake your hand, they got it. They're taking it. No, they're not giving it to somebody out of law school. No, they're doing it themselves. I'm telling you right now, boy, if you've been injured in an accident and hired a law firm that made you promises and they haven't been able to keep them, I know this, lack of communication is a problem. You don't have to stay with them. Nah, not when you got CohenandJudah.com. Go to it. Learn more about them. If you've lost confidence in those lawyers, you won't lose confidence in Harvey and Gary and the work that they can do for you. Go to CohenandJudah.com, 866-FAIR-FEE, 866-324-7333. Let Cohen and Judah work for you. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.